Roseanne Barr slams repulsive Natalie Portman over her sickening Israel stance. By BenQ on January 19, 2019. Actress Roseanne Barr slammed the repulsive Natalie Portman ahead of her trip to Jerusalem this month, where she will address the Israeli parliament and campaign against the boycott, divest, and sanctions, BDS, movement against the Jewish state. In an interview with the Israeli newspaper Israel Hayom, Barr ripped the 37-year-old film star, who was born in Jerusalem but has since become a fervent critic of the Israeli government, and in particular its Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Last April, Portman refused to attend an award ceremony in Israel as the recipient of the Genesis Prize laureate, explaining she did not want to appear as endorsing Benjamin Netanyahu, who was to be giving a speech at the ceremony. "It was really sickening. I find her repulsive. She was raised in the incredible privilege of safety in the Jewish state and knows nothing about anti-Semitism," Barr explained. "She's the darling of the left here, the Jewish left in Hollywood. She is a complete hypocrite who grew up in safety and privilege, like I said before, and knows nothing about what she speaks of." Roseanne Barr also defended comedian Kevin Hart over his recent controversy surrounding the Oscar, after he backed out of hosting next month's ceremony over homophobic jokes he made in the past. "Largely they're digging up things that people did 15 and 20 years ago. And Kevin Hart, his statements were really old and people grow up and change. And he did say he was sorry over and over," Barr said. The 66-year-old actress also took aim at former Roseanne co-star John Goodman following his appearance on Late Night with Seth Meyers last week, where he admitted he had really missed working with her after the hit show was canceled because of a joke she made about former Barack Obama aide Valerie Jarrett. "That was sweet of him, but he should have fought harder for me," Barr said. "But nobody fights for anybody in Hollywood because it's you next if you do. It's very much a culture of fear and mind control, and it's run by people without a lot of ethics." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.